The girl on the phone for a second date update today is obviously really disappointed that she's not getting a call back because she got wined and dined on her first date.
Whoa.
I'm talking like a tour of the world, basically. She got to go to Italy at this restaurant called Sparrow. And then maybe some American cuisine after at a place called Cinnabon, which I've heard a lot about.
Did she really eat at the mall?
Yes, she did. She ate at the mall on her first date, and now the dude is not calling her back. Her name's Jaylene. What's up, Jaylene?
Hey, guys.
Okay, wait. Hey. You don't sound 14, so I'm confused.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay, but your first date sounds amazing. I've heard of that Italian restaurant before.
Right?
I've never been able to pronounce the name, though, but I've heard it's great.
No, I work at the mall, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who did you go out with, a customer or a coworker?
It was sort of a customer. He had walked in and, you know, I was having a really bad day. And, of course, customer service is always wonderful when you're having a bad day. But I think you could tell that something was wrong or I don't know.
Where do you work at the mall? I mean, you don't have to say what the business is, but what do you do?
Yeah.
I work at a kiosk. So, you know, I meet different kinds of people.
That would be a frustrating job at the mall, especially the people that handle the lotions and stuff, because you have people just turning you down all day long. Eventually, you probably want to throw a lotion bottle at their head. So, anyway, you were having a bad day, and this dude could tell?
Yeah, it just seemed like he could tell, and he was, like, trying to cheer me up. So, we got to talking that for a bit, and then I had to get back to work. So, he said, you know, do you have a break coming up? And I said, yeah, in about, like, 30 minutes, I'll have my lunch break. So he said, all right, that's great. I have some shopping to do. Why don't we meet at the food court? So
that's cute.
Yeah.
Were you excited?
I was. I mean, everybody usually ignores me. So the fact that this guy, this attractive guy is talking to me and just cheering me up, I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how was the food court? Everything that you had hoped for and more?
Well, of course. So I walk, you know, down to the food court, and he's already gotten a table for us. He's already ordered lunch for us. He ordered Kung Pao chicken.
Well, because you probably don't have a very long break. He needs to get that going.
Smart.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, but he's got to know that, yeah, I don't have that much time. So he had everything ready.
Like, trust me, I know the owner at the Panda Express. I got an extra orange on the orange chicken today.
Hey, dude, I may date somebody based on that knowledge alone, Jubal. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so it was really sweet and nice. And then after, he's like, so do you want to split a churro with me?
Like, romantic.
Sure. I really have to get back to work. But anyways, we exchanged numbers, and we were talking back and forth, like, the next 4 or 5 days. And we weren't just texting. We were, like, talking on the phone and having great conversations.
Really?
Yeah, nothing weird, nothing.
Like, he didn't just send you a picture of his churro off the top. Like, normal. Normal text conversation.
Right. There was nothing perverted or, like, super sexual or anything like that. It was just great conversation and just getting to know the other person. But, like, I don't know. We had a lot in common. And
And I bet when you saw his name pop up on your phone, like, but that felt awesome.
Yeah, it did until he stopped responding to me. And then I was like, what did I do wrong?
Way to rub it in, Brooke.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I mean...
It was probably so amazing whenever he would contact you, but now he's not contacting you at all, so that's got to hurt.
I think that there's got to be a reasonable explanation, or I want there to be anyway.
Yeah.
A reasonable explanation for making me feel bad? I don't know.
I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
Well, all right. Well, how long has it been since he's talked to you?
It's been about a week.
Okay.
That's a lot if you guys are talking daily, too.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, it was like fast and furious. We would talk like all day long for like a week and then just nothing.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Well, I really hope you can reach him because I can't, so.
We will find this guy. If I have to go to every Wetzel's Pretzel, I will find this dude for you, okay?
Thank you.
We'll do it right after this. Hang on.